Typhoon Haiyan destroyed 1 million homes, displacing 4 million Filipinos. Many will remain homeless for a long time to come. Women and girls displaced in emergencies need particular support to ensure safe childbirth and reproductive health and to prevent sexual and gender-based violence. UNFPA, the United Nations Population Fund, is working to meet these needs for women like Evelyn Capones. Evelyn and husband Gerald Ausa are just 18. Haiyan's storm surge swept away their homes in Tacloban. Since the storm, they have shared a dark classroom with 5 other families. Evelyn is 6 months pregnant with her second child. It is difficult to live here. The space is too small. It is cold at night without beds to sleep on. And there are a lot of mosquitoes, so it's hard to sleep. Dr. Donna Montaert, a pediatrician, was part of the UNFPA team. She was glad the medical mission targeted pregnant women and those who recently gave birth.
This, for me, are the most vulnerable population that should be given utmost attention. So with this mission, I find it very necessary and very timely after the disaster, because at least the needs of this vulnerable age group and population are being addressed.
Across the typhoon's path, tens of thousands of people continue to live in evacuation centers. They are the ones with nowhere else to go, mostly the poor and people who lost everything. The safety of displaced women and girls is another key concern of UNFPA. A month after the typhoon, many shelters were still without electricity. There was no privacy in rooms shared by multiple families. Getting water at night or going to the toilet could be risky. Since the typhoon, UNFPA has been working with government and NGO partners to prevent and address sexual and gender-based violence, or GBV. Women-friendly spaces are being set up in many shelters to inform women about protecting themselves and reporting violence. Women and child protection desks and violence response procedures are being reactivated in police departments that were disrupted by Haiyan. With UNFPA's support, Grace Madayag of the Philippine National Police has successfully lobbied her department to send more female officers to the typhoon-affected areas.
We don't need to wait for GBVs to happen prior to deploying our women police officers, specifically the investigators, those who are trained in gender sensitivity and child sensitivity.
Haiyan made millions of Philippine women and girls more vulnerable to gender-based violence and risks associated with childbearing. In response, UNFPA is giving priority to ensuring that displaced women and girls get the support they need to stay safe and healthy.